Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. If you haven't listened to any of my other podcasts, then this is the place to come to eradicate the stories and the lies that we constantly tell ourselves day after day that prevent us from living the life that we want to live and paralyzing us into total inactivity and inertia and being stuck in this life that we believe we have to lead because we can't talk ourselves out of these stories and lies. And my goal here in this podcast is to present you with a lie of the day and then bust through it with you in the hopes that then you can go out and do the same thing in your life and live a happier life. So on that note, today's lie of the day is, I have to live a normal life. I'm right now reading this fantastic book that you're going to hear me mention several times in this podcast and that I think everyone should read. It's called The Element by Sir Ken Robinson. I just feel so completely validated by his work. And for anyone else out there who might be following that path to success that your parents and friends or anyone else told you, and who are now realizing that their path to success might not be the right path for you, this podcast is for you. So I grew up hearing and seeing that this path to success was about first you get good grades, then you go to a good college, then you go out into the world and you get a job in a corporation and you move up the corporate ladder. Now these days, maybe that ladder is not so easy to find. And when you do find it, it might not be so straight. But I'm sure that others of you have found yourselves trying to fit into a career that would help you perhaps earn money. It's a career that you need because it provides for your family, or a whole host of other really valid reasons. But what about the idea of a fulfilling career? Following the path that other people have taken to success, that they have convinced you of, may not be as equally fulfilling for you. And so you might be holding on to a job for money and wrestling with that inner voice that's telling you that you're meant to do other things in life. So do you stick with that normal path, the one that most people take, or do you blaze out on your own path? Well, in the book, The Element, I told you I'd be reciting that name a few times during this podcast, Sir Ken Robinson makes the point that our education system, which was created in the manufacturing age, was designed to create trained labor who could graduate and go work in factories. And furthermore, that same education system is putting emphasis on reading, writing, and math, which by default squashes the creative and unique talents for those of us that maybe aren't gifted in reading, writing, and math. So in the end, everyone is taught to be as good as they can in these three main subject areas. And pretty much, you know, everyone's treated the same. Maybe if you're not good in math, somebody's trying harder to make you be good in math. Okay, and perhaps you can throw in history and some geography. But in the end, after going through all of this learning, we end up feeling smart or stupid depending on how we test in these subjects, which may have nothing at all to do with our innate talents. And so I can see how many of us have graduated from schooling as somewhat or highly skilled in areas that business need us to be skilled in, but not necessarily having a sense of what our innate talents are that set us apart from everyone else. And so we end up coming out of school and fighting valiantly and competing to earn a job in a good company. And then we spend the rest of our lives figuring out what we need to do to either get promoted or get by. But what we don't seem to be doing is figuring out what naturally puts us in touch with our talents that we are passionate about and pursuing those talents if they're outside this belief we've created that we have to lead a normal life. And we have this shared experience where we strongly dislike or even hate our jobs because, again, hey, we're doing those things that we were skilled to do that we don't really relate to or feel good about, but gee, they earn a buck or two, right? So we end up, we all dislike or hate our jobs, and boy, is there a lot of company to commiserate in and therefore we can just validate staying in limbo again. But look around you at the people that took a risk and did something unconventional. I'm not saying it works for everyone, but these are people that did things they believed in. J.K. Rowling wrote a book. That book was rejected over and over and over and over and over again by publishers until one person thought, hey, maybe that Harry Potter book, maybe it might be a good investment. Richard Branson left school and ran a student magazine from his friend's parents' basement. Then he decided to give subscribers a record with their subscription because he noticed a lot of them were people that seemed to like music. And that idea turned into a small record business called Virgin Records. Ever hear of it? If not, how about Virgin Airways? He runs that too. And Mick Fleetwood, mentioned in the book The Element, left school to try his hand at playing drums and ultimately became part of Fleetwood Mac. Ever hear of them? If not, go Google them. So anyway, the point is, clearly, none of us have to live a normal life. We just have this message reinforced by our education, our parents, our bosses, our families, and most of us apparently choose to believe it's true. But for those of you out there who might be ready to discover what you're really destined for, then your call to action for today is, I know you won't be surprised, go and read the book The Element by Sir Ken Robinson to get inspired. And then, if you're lucky enough to know what it is you'd rather be doing in life than whatever it is you're doing right now, go talk to at least one person in the next week related to that area you want to get to about how you can transition into this career that would be a lot more fulfilling and that's calling out to you at this time. And that concludes another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Justify Living the Wrong Life. And you can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe and strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.